In this episode, I had the pleasure of talking to Reese, who talks all about ADHD from his perspective, how it might affect him, and how we should all be talking about our differences. Reese, can you start by telling me, what does ADHD mean to you?
It means attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And this is what ADHD stands for me. It means hyper and people that cannot focus.
How does ADHD affect you, do you think, Reese?
I get really fidgety and find it hard to sit still. I talk lots and lots. Sometimes I talk when I shouldn't be talking, but it's very hard for me to not talk. I find it hard to concentrate and focus. My brain is really busy. I get distracted easily. I say and do things without thinking. When something comes into my head, I say it. This gets me into trouble. I find it hard to listen. This is even harder when it's for a long time. I'm not very good at waiting my turn or being patient. I find this hard.
Reese, that's so honest. And I know you've written some stuff down as well to help you focus on what you're saying, which is brilliant. And that's a really good answer. And I think there's lots of children who feel exactly the same way as you, Reese. So with all of that stuff going on in your brain, Reese, what has supported you in school and in your life?
People understanding my condition and using my fidget toys. Being active and allowed to move about helps me. Medication helped me to slow down and focus. Visual timetables help me to know what's happening.
There's lots of stuff there, Reese, that I think other children will use as well. And I know fidget toys are a big thing as well that help children. I know from working with you for a bit, Reese, I taught you for a little bit, and I've known you for a fair number of years now as well, like with clubs and stuff. So what activities do you enjoy doing, Reese? What are your hobbies?
I like sports, especially football. I have lots and lots of energy, and sports helps me to use some of my energy. And as well, I like gaming because it keeps my mind busy.
Brilliant. Again, there are answers that other children have said to us before, and I know that you're a good footballer. I've seen you play football.
Yeah.
These aren't on the list, Reese, but what's your favourite football team, just so people know?
There's two.
Go on.
Colchester United and Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, okay. We'll let you have that because you're from Colchester and obviously Tottenham as well. But and also, Reese, what games do you like playing? I know that's not on the list, but what games?
Like Minecraft, Fortnite, because Minecraft is basically where you just build stuff and you just build your own, like what you imagine you can build it. So I do that.
Does that help keep your mind busy, do you think?
Yeah, because I have to build stuff, so it takes hours.
We've just started doing some ADHD awareness for children and parents. So next year, we're going to be talking to children about ADHD so they understand it a bit more. How do you think, though, Reese? We know that sometimes ADHD can affect children's mental health as well. Okay, there's links to that. So how do you think ADHD could affect people's mental health, Reese?
They may feel alone, as it is hard to make friends and your mind is all over the place. I rush and get things wrong. It can make you sad as people think you're being naughty and rude.
Again, I know this isn't on the list, but is that something that you have you felt that way before, Reese?
Yes, yeah. At 7, I felt like that as well.
Okay, and I think you've listed why as well. So yeah. I'll build on that though, Reese. So how do you think other people see ADHD, Reese?
Other people sometimes think I'm being naughty and rude. They think it is silly behaviour and that I'm seeking attention, but I'm not.
Just by you explaining it, it means so much more. Rather than an adult trying to explain what ADHD means, you actually talking about it makes such a difference. So I know young people are going to really connect with this, Reese. I've said that kind of some of our plans where we're going to be speaking in schools about it, but why do you think it's important that we talk about our differences, Reese?
Because it helps our mental health. It helps other people to understand and speak out so that we are not different.
And that's why I'm talking to you today, Reese, and that's why we want young people to keep speaking out. So if there's someone listening to this, Reese, and again, this isn't on the list, if there's someone listening to this and they really like what you're saying and they want to speak out, what would be your message to them, Reese?
I think they should do it, to speak out and unite as one, basically.
That's powerful. Yeah, absolutely. Unite as one. I think that's a really, really good answer.
And find someone they trust to talk to as well.
Do you think that's something that's helped you, Reese?
Yeah, the multi-school council has really helped me understand that as well.
Thank you. That's really kind of you, Reese. And I know that you've been massively supported by some really great staff at Marketfield as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
The last question now, Reese, but we might come on to something else as well. We'll see how we feel. But what has it been like for you? You just mentioned the multi-schools and you were involved in the multi-school song. You actually sang on the track. was it like for you being involved in the multi-school song?
It was really, really good. It was a great, good experience. It helps break down perceptions of disability and non-disability. It made awareness and brought non-disability and disability together to unite as one.
You come and sang live as well, didn't you? We went to Clacton. That was right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Clacton,
yeah.
And we sang there, and you were part of that show as well. And we've got plans, haven't we, in the future to keep singing.
Yeah.
And to even see if we can maybe get on to Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent, yeah.
That's what we're going to work towards. Yeah, absolutely. So this question, Reese, I haven't put on the list, and you can say as much or as little as you want, but how are we going to change how people see ADHD? That's a big question, but how are we going to change it, do you think?
We need to talk about it more, that people understand what it is. Train teachers as well, so they can learn about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think by talking is one of the most powerful things we can do, and absolutely, that's part of our plans. And I'm going to chat to you after this podcast, Reese, but I want you to be involved in that, and I'll explain how in a second. All right. So thank you so much for giving us your time, Reese. I always give children the chance. Is there anything extra you want to say? Or are you happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
Brilliant. Thanks, Reese. Take care. Look after yourself. Cheers, mate.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone. So let's start today.